He reading from the Gospel of Matthew, the 4th chapter. Now when he heard that John had been arrested, Jesus withdrew into Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light. And for those dwelling in the region and shadow of death, on them a light has shined. From that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. After John was put into prison by Herod, Jesus moved to Capernaum. And from there he began preaching. He said, "Repent." Someone should have told him, as many of us could probably tell him, that that is not a good way to start one's ministry. Rather, he should have said, "Dream big. God has dreams for you that are bigger than you can imagine. Strive for success. Get a bigger house. Build your nest egg. Do what makes you happy. It's okay to divorce your wife, to cast aside your children. People will understand. Your church will understand. God gets you. Follow your dreams." Starting off with preaching repentance is not a good way to grow your church, Jesus. But, good for us, Jesus didn't follow the advice that we are often given nowadays. He didn't start out meeting people where they were. He begins calling them to repent. Because that's where John the Baptizer had left off. And Jesus confirms John's work by continuing where he stopped. And he thus identifies himself with John and confirms John's preaching. And he begins in a funny place. A place where a Jew would probably not choose to start, in Zebulun and Naphtali, the first region struck by God's wrath and sent into exile to Babylon. They are first visited with mercy who were first struck. They who sat in the deepest darkness are given the first glimpse of the light of repentance and grace. Because you see, Jesus is the great philanthropist, the great lover of mankind. He comes saying, I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. What good words for people who live in darkness. So why does he come with repentance in his preaching? It's because our hearts are deceitful above all things and desperately sick. We follow our own plans. We act according to the stubbornness of our evil hearts. Who among us can understand the depths of our own depravity? We barely know the small things that we do. We are not aware of the things that we should do and don't do. How much greater is our ignorance of our sin-sick, death-filled state of our original fall? Our very conception and birth go against the grain of our reason. We are sunk into the mire of sin. We sit in the darkness and in the shadow of death. And so the first thing we need to hear is repent. Jesus comes to us into our sin-darkened world where death reigns and lords it over the fearful. He is our light, our life, our salvation. He and his gospel are the great light. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. He is not a meager light. He is not a light that we can actually even comprehend. God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made. He is the preacher of righteousness. And he goes to the cross to fight the battle that we will not fight, to suffer for the sins that we very willfully commit, to die the death of God for the redemption of the world. He, the Word, born of woman, left for us his Father's home, blazed the path of true obedience, shone as light against the gloom. From his cross flows the blood of our redemption. The darkness of the day he died portrays the sin that he suffered for. The earthquake portends the breaking of our bonds. He, the great lover of mankind, draws us into himself, folds us into his wounds, and shatters the spear of our enemies. Jesus came preaching repentance that he might draw us back to God. He came down to break the barrier which sin had raised. He came to make us one with himself and thus one with each other. He preaches repentance that we may be washed in the fountain of his life. He preaches repentance that we may eat and drink his body and blood and have communion with him and his Father. And with his Spirit, he illuminates our eyes of faith so that we would see his light, he who is the light of all men. You see, repentance is a gift of God. It flows out of faith. It is light from God which shows us our great need and turns us back around to our salvation and our hope. It is only in the light of Christ that we see the light of our Father. So it is that Jesus begins with preaching repentance. It's where we have to start if we will be Christian. The shadow of death overhangs us, and we long for the light of the day, for the bright and morning star to arise with healing in his wings, and he, full of grace and truth, opens our eyes and turns us toward himself. And in him we find forgiveness in his blood, eternal life in his resurrection from the dead, and a true home in his ascension before the Father, wherever he stands for us as our own high priest. The preaching of repentance is the perfect place for Jesus to start. Because the preaching of repentance is a call of love to those who are lost. It is a call to return home, to be washed in the font of life, to commune with the Lord at his table, to be bathed in his eternal light, and to finally behold his face. Come to me, he entreats us. Come with me on my way. And we hear his gracious call, and being turned to him, we confess him before men and speak his word, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. Repent. For the kingdom of God is at hand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.